Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
What's up, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Week 16 Swolecast here at RotoGrinders.com. I'm David Kitchen. I'm joined by my host, Davis Matic, Dan Gasper, and Peter Overzet.
Are you auditioning to become like the new host of the New York Times Daily podcast or something?
No.
Like this is talk.
No, this is more like NPR. It's more intellectual. Ever since I qualified for the final best ball bubble championship, I feel like the people need a new side of me, more intellectual
Mute him, Devin.
Side.
Police sirens. I hear them. They're closing in.
Kitchen, how tilted were you when you found out that I also qualified and that you couldn't just do all the sole victory laps?
I had like a big mix, like bag of emotions.
I knew you would.
I'm like, this is awesome. But then again, like I really wanted to be like the thought leader.
Well, there's nothing Kitchen loves more than getting to soak in the glory while like pretending to feel bad for his friends. Like that would have been really, he'd be like, I know you guys tried really hard in best ball. Like I know you grinded, but you just, you know, it's just, you weren't quite there.
Yeah, so let's I'll put it in the chat. Let's grade for those that do not know, Peter and I both, there are 22,000 entries in the Best Ball Bubble Championship. Probably the was that bubble sound effects? So well done.
Someone want to text me when Dave's done with this?
Yeah. Oh,
no, Tuttle. We've got to get you guys' opinion on
Pete's team is better.
Who's gonna win?
Yeah, I take Pete's.
You haven't. Have you even seen the
On to the next segment.
I talk to Pete every day, dude. He's better.
Here's the thing, guys. On the one hand, yes, I know we get arrested if we talk about best ball. On the other hand, we need to fill as much time not talking about the main slate, which none of us are.
That's not true. I've already done two podcasts and the projections for the main slate. I'm ready to go.
I probably have researched more for the main slate than I have any other slates in recent weeks. No, just because I want like my best ball bubble teams, I want to know like who they're playing. So anyways.
How did you get these receivers on this team?
Mine?
Yeah. I'm looking at this now.
They're all the
Make
best
Make sure
ones.
You're looking at the right one because the Soccer Dave team has a lot of good receivers too. Anyways, let's just set the table here. 22,600 entries, 39 finalists, and Peter and I are in the finals.
What are the odds, Dave? What
I
are
mean,
the odds?
People that didn't listen to our best ball takes, I don't know what you were doing. And Peter, you and I are doing like an interesting swap if one of us wins, right?
Yeah, we have reached an agreement here.
Yeah.
Why don't you let the people know the terms? I proposed a more standard swap, and then you came in with a bit equity element to it.
Yeah, bit equity. We're going to do a 10% swap, 5% straight up. The other 5%, the person has to purchase something for the other one. It's got to be a gift.
Something they can't take away from you.
What is first place?
Something they cannot.
20K.
What's that?
20K.
20K is top prize. However, 39th is
$100.
$100.
So. Super smooth payout structure.
So, I mean, I legit don't know how Overzet drafted this good of a team.
Yeah, what did you see my team though?
No, look.
Kitchen, dude, I'm literally begging
you. Kelsey,
you.
Then a tight end too. Like, what? How is this pot? Like, I mean, the zero RB strategy.
Tuttle, I've been telling you for 4 years you need to spend your off season grinding these best ball teams, and you literally have never listened to me. You're like, oh, Tuttle, no, dude, never.
Tuttle's just now asking about how a draft in best ball works.
Bro, do you guys think Dairy Queen has $1,000 gift cards?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So when I win, because I do think I have a better team than Peter. But when I win the 20K, I want people.
Is Kitchen freezing on you guys?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he?
Nothing like Dave starting the show with best ball talk and his computer freezing.
Classic Dave.
The FBI agents are cutting the wires outside of his house right now.
Hey Peter, can you get me a new computer for the with the money?
There you go. Yeah, I'll take one too. Mine's been terrible today.
And also before we get into the main slate, I do want to say something else. Peter has his own YouTube channel. And he is giving away a spy entry for every 200 subs that he gets. So is it just Peter Overzet?
It is, Dave.
Okay. So I'm going to sweeten the pot a little bit because when I started the Grinders Live stuff, and it's fun seeing stuff grow. 10% of my best ball winnings on Sunday from the bubble. For every up to 10%, I will donate for one entry, basically. So it could be a $2,000 entry for somebody.
Wow.
So let's just say this. Okay. Let's just say this. 1% for every 100 subs up to 10%. There you go. And you're at 3,100 right now?
Yeah. Or I just hit where I'm on the hook for two spy entries. And then Roto Grinders guy Alex Sunti as well has made a stretch goal. If we get to 1,000 total, he'll do five. So what you're saying, Kitchen, is if I hit that, because the contest locks tomorrow, we'll spin the randomizer wheel on the Swolecast next week to give out your equity stake in the contest.
Yeah, or it could just be another contest.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be in the spy. Because 10% could be a $10 ticket or it could be a $2,000 ticket. So,
yeah. Well, there you go. And I feel like yours should have to be redeemed in a flash draft.
Yeah. I don't know. David was crushing the fourth quarter showdown last night. He sent a screenshot in our private chat.
You best come correct if you're going to come in that fourth quarter show.
Did you scoop the head-to-head or were you scooped? This is the question.
I think we were auto matched.
Okay. So we can't throw shade.
Definitely can't throw shade. But anyways, FanDuel.com/Swolecast, the listener league is up. We did fill it last week. Shout out to all the listeners. But FanDuel didn't have a second half or fourth quarter slate last night for NBA. I'm devastated.
Wow.
This is devastating news. So FanDuel, if you're listening, please. Otherwise, DraftKings gets everything.
And while you're at it, FanDuel, please don't pay attention to the listener league that we always desperately come close to not filling.
FanDuel.com/Swolecast.
Don't say backslash, Tuttle. You sound like such an old when you say backslash.
What am I supposed to say? FanDuel.com/Swolecast? Just slash or no slash?
Just slash. You don't have to. This is not 1996 https
All right.
Anyways, let's get on to the Overzet's overview. Peter, what are you thinking about this week? No DeHember. No DeHember to play.
Yeah, it is a truly a shame that they didn't find their way onto the main slate, which would have given us another 25 minutes of content as you list off every Titans player that you could theoretically put in your lineup.
Aren't you playing Darrington Evans this week?
As a Packer fan, that is going to be the worst game. That Sunday night game.
Oh,
it's going to be terrible. DeHember.
He's going to just, he's going to lose
in frigid weather.
Mind.
Yeah. Oh. It's going to be bad.
Do you have Derrick Henry on your best ball team, Peter?
Oh, Mike, please.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think I have Derrick Henry on a single team, best ball team.
Well, luckily you got that swap. Just go ahead and start thinking what you want your $1,000. Davis, calm down. You were so angry. You're an angry little elf now, and I want you just to get in the spirit of Christmas. Look
you're
at
getting,
him.
You're, like, getting, he, you're getting outworked, he, bud.
It's worth it.
Davis, how much would you let me buy out for right now?
None, because I'm going to get the full
trick question.
Amount.
I would never buy out. Yeah. I would never buy out.
You are at Kitchen. I know that it is so hard for you to not eat sweets that, like, I just know you're going to crack. Like, I'm so certain you were going to crack.
Davis, you hadn't have a, you haven't had a carb in, like,
Jesus.
If this is cracking, it's you.
The only thing cracking is your internet connection, Dave.
Okay. Oh, no. All right. Overzet's overview.
We joke about every show being the worst show, but this one actually might be.
Yeah, this might be. This
let
might
me tell
be,
you,
like,
the first 10 minutes have not been good.
Yeah.
We're going to get back on the right track. I feel we got some winners up our sleeves, fellas.
All right. Give us the overview.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting slate, Dave. A lot of interesting dynamics kind of shaping up as far as injury news. You know, we haven't seen ownership really solidify yet, you know, factoring in that it is Wednesday at 2:40 p.m. Eastern time, and there's like 9 slates before the main slate. But I think what's really interesting is the lack of marquee stars on this slate. People aren't going to be able to go studs and duds, Dave, because there just aren't the studs on this slate. I mean, you might just have to go duds and duds this week. And that's what I'm thinking right now.
Duds and duds, kid.
Kitchen, are you leaving Davis? Me hanging out to dry, or is your internet gone bad? It's really hard to tell these days.
We never know.
It does appear. Oh my God, right. He's legitimately frozen.
I have
okay, kick him out, Devin. Devin, kick him out. I'm done. I can't. I'm done with it. So I actually think that the most interesting thing about this slate is that many of us have been working hard all year to improve our ROI to get some taxable income from DraftKings.com. And we're all going to take our tax deductions by losing money on Mitchell Trubisky and Bear Stacks this week, as they are in the nut spot against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have to lose. They've scored 26, 30, 33, and 36 points in Trubisky's last 4 starts. He's running. Cole Kmet played 100% of the Bears snaps last game. He didn't leave the field. He's on the field for the entire game. Darnell Mooney touchdowns in back-to-back games. Like, we are just set up for an all-time 21 for 36, 188 yard, 17-10 victory by the Bears over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, we did finally get rid of Kitchen. Let's now do the show that we've always wanted to do. Tuttle, I will be way more interested in Trubisky if we think David Montgomery is going to be chalk again.
He will.
Do you think he's going to be popular?
He won't be. No, he wasn't chalk last week in a good matchup, and he was 5% on FanDuel, and where he was more accessible.
But Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook were on that slate. It's totally different now.
Yeah, but you got a lot of value running backs on the slate.
Yeah, what we have.
People aren't going to pay up. Like, he'll be owned, but he's not going to be chalk. 7,700 on DraftKings, he's not going to be chalk. People are going to go with, like, the Daryl Henderson route. People are going to go with the cheaper route for sure.
Kitchen is sending screenshots of his internet connection right now in our Slack chat, saying he's coming in wired. Why haven't you been wired all along, Dave? If that was an option, maybe after the 19th show of it not working, you would have thought to plug into the Ethernet? Anyways, what other QBs do we like here? I mean, Hurts is going to be the popular guy, right?
Yeah, but he is. Well, he's not unstackable, but I do think that Greg Ward is probably the one you want because he has had the stablest target volume while Hurts has been in, and Rager is maybe not going to play. I have Rager projected out right now. But I mean, you know,
Ward has 35 yards over the last 2 weeks. You take the touchdowns away.
I don't think
absolute zero.
Rager has like 70 yards or something.
Dude, their wide receiver rotation is so gross. Alshon Jeffrey led them in wide receiver snaps. I think if you said unstackable, I think you do one of the tight ends. Goddard had eight targets.
Yeah.
Ertz, and I hate saying this. I hate the old. He's 3,100 and had seven targets last week.
Yeah, tight ends.
Game script dependent.
Ertz. Hurts and Hurts.
My best Hurts team last week was naked Hurts, but then correlate with the best wide receiver from the other team. So Hurts, Hopkins, obviously a lot of points. I would imagine you can do similar stuff like that this week with Cooper or Lamb. Probably Gallup. I don't know if I want to play Gallup with the bum wheel. I do think Gallup is going to play though.
Aren't you scared of Darius Slay if he returns from the concussion protocol?
Sir, on this show, we refer to him as DK Metcalf's backpack. But yes, I am worried.
CD Lamb week then, right?
How many onside fumble kick returns are you guys projecting for CD Lamb again this week? Because that would be a nice correlation.
Point three. He couldn't help but score, bro. He's a hero.
He actually paused before he housed it.
Kitchen, bonus question. Who's your favorite quarterback on the Saturday slate?
I'm thinking probably Brady, honestly.
Okay.
You know, that other game, Kyler who, you know what I'm saying? Brady's going to put up monster points.
All right.
What time is that game? I haven't even looked. David knows more about it than me, apparently.
It's a noon Eastern game. I feel like Peter was testing me for that question.
I was. I was also testing myself because I thought the Titans-Packers game was the Saturday night, but that's actually the Sunday game, so my joke didn't work.
Oh, you were trying to get a Tannehill.
I was trying to get a Tannehill. I botched it. My bad.
We just talked about the Sunday night game. I even heard it with the internet. Sorry, I was not wired in. I'm back now. Daddy's back. All right, so you talked about...
When you say daddy's back, this is like when the estranged mother has deadbolted the door and doesn't want to let him back in.
Daddy's back.
Okay.
All right. Other quarterbacks that you like, Tuttle, this week?
Oh, you're going to me now.
Yep.
I mean, it's Mahomes. We're talking about chalk. Mahomes is going to be the chalk. Extreme chalk against Atlanta. He's at the higher end, though. If you're looking for cheaper... on DraftKings, it's like Davis said, it's Trubisky. It's kind of the value. Mahomes is the high price chalk. And that's basically where you're concentrating. I like Deshaun Watson as a tournament option against Cincinnati. Otherwise, it gets pretty ugly pretty quick at quarterback.
Very quick, yeah.
Yeah, I really do think it's probably like Mahomes, Trubisky, Hurts. That's about it.
What about Watson, man? He just finds a way. Every week. He should have had 40 last week, too, if that game goes to overtime and Kiki doesn't fumble that.
I do think that's, like, the ugly game stack, or is blender calls and vomit stacks. I think that's the game that you vomit stack right there.
I got a really gross one. But Baker? Doing your Chief stacks, but subbing in Matt Ryan instead of Mahomes and just hoping he vomits his way to 330-3. And I mean, you can use Hayden Hurst. You can use Russell Gage if you feel so inclined. But also, dude, they are involving Hardman a little bit. And he looks really good within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and then anywhere past that, he's just a stone cold disaster. Like he can't catch the ball. But if they just immediately put the ball in his hands and tell him to run, he does look okay. So you can do Mahomes. Hardman, Watkins, and then Calvin Ridley, which will be super unique.
Don't do Watkins.
So you're going to use a Chiefs double stack and not use the two best players that the offense don't is like 90% concentrated through?
Davis has an obsession
with Watkins. Please don't dupe me, bro.
You don't have to worry about that.
Well, if you think about how can you play Calvin Ridley in a Mahomes lineup, you really are not doing it with Kelsey or Tyreek. Like, you can't.
Right.
You're just not playing Sammy Watkins, though, either.
Stop, dude. He's tunnel dust, bro. Come on, dude.
What is his upside?
Like eight for 80 with a touchdown.
It's not week one anymore, Davis.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. I need to take umbrage with this, because Sammy did the exact same thing last year where he was literally useless for 19 weeks. And then he was the Chiefs' best wide receiver in the postseason. Like, he can still do it. It's just like, it'll literally happen once every 14 games.
And so you're gonna try to time this once every 4 years.
The Martingale.
Well, it hasn't happened yet this year, so it's gotta happen.
The Martingale system, you cannot lose. It's scientifically impossible. All right. Sammy Watkins is my Martingale.
Only on this show could we get in the weeds on Chiefs, you know, fourth receiving option during the quarterback section.
Well, only on this show because Davis is on the show.
Hardman too. He had me at Hardman, and then he has to throw in dusty ass Sammy.
Well, Hardman, I'll just say right now, I'm probably going to play on my spy team, but I don't know if I'm doing it with Mahomes or Ryan yet.
How fishy are you to lock in a fringe wide receiver play in a specific lineup on Wednesday?
Well, I just put my main GPP team in the spy.
Look at his sweatshirt. What do you think?
Davis telling us his filler team. Oh, ooh. Where'd you get that?
Aguiar sent it to me.
Oh, Aguiar, dude. Aguiar came through. Dude, he listens to the show.
I don't know if you can see this, but...
No.
You see that?
Oh, the face mask.
Wow.
Yeah, except they accidentally sent me Davis's.
Well, it doesn't fit.
Wow. And that's how Dave was able to continue going to Planet Fitness during a pandemic.
I'm like suffocating right now. It does not fit at all.
That mask was the genesis of the weight loss bet for Dave.
All right. I want to get one gross take in with quarterback. This guy was seen taking first rep practices. He was also seen doing some other things.
Always a good start to a tout. This guy was seen taking first team practices.
Well, or it's first team reps at practice. Anyways, he was seen doing some other things. Dwayne Haskins, 5,200.
What are we doing here? He's the worst. He might actually be the worst starting quarterback.
Davis, you just touted a 35-year-old wide receiver, not even like as
buddy,
the fifth
buddy,
wide receiver for the Chiefs.
Buddy, I stand by it.
All right. Anyways, it's super easy to stack Haskins.
Because you see the double stack in the Swolecast League kitchen.
Boom.
Haskins with McLaurin and LT.
Boom. I think I had a pretty good lineup actually last week in this Swolecast League. You can guess who was on it.
Burning his legs like a fantasy football world championship winner these days over there still. Kitchen probably doesn't even get that joke.
I didn't hear it. Sorry.
The dude who won the fantasy football world championship, he had like 7 or 8 lineups in the contest, and all like 7 of the 8, he had the early guy in his flex.
Oh, was that the guy that was really excited on the video?
Woo, woo!
You know, these players, they just do a good job.
Durham Smythe winning somebody 2.5 milli. You love to see it.
This is Kitchen's version of the I don't have time to scroll bit.
No, I was just asking a question. It wasn't a bit, Davis. Calm down. Davis, you are so negative right now. Can you just like have 1 ounce of positivity? It's like a gathering of negativity on
Dude,
your
I was
side.
I was trying to be positive about Sammy Watkins and I got shut down. So what's the All point? Right.
I like, as bad as this sounds, I like the Dwayne Haskins call better than the Sammy Watkins call.
Bro, come on.
Of course, because it's a super easy game stack.
You just sided with Best Ball Dave over me.
I hate to do it. If you would have just left Sammy out of it, yeah. I would have sided with you.
Yeah. And Davis, that's not helping your argument. You're siding with a guy who's one of 39 finalists out of 23,000 entries. Okay. Let's move on. Let's create a DraftKings
.com slash. Let's take bets right now. Does Kitchen have a Sunday main slate NFL contest rigged already?
Yes, I do.
Wow, beautiful.
It's trash, and I won't tell you like my filler guys like you did with Hardeman, but it's got like Brandon Cooks in it right now, and Shark and Chenault. That's how gross it is.
I want to up the stakes for you guys in this lineup because sometimes I feel like we phone it in. You know, we're not taking it too seriously. I've been, you know, grinding a lot of these satellite qualifier stuff. I've won a few Millie Maker tickets. And because I don't normally play the Millie Maker, I just keep letting them roll over. And I feel like week 16 is really when I need to cash them in. So this lineup that we are going to make is going in the Millie Maker. Please don't dupe us, chat bros. And we will chop any winnings four ways. You heard it here first. So
Four ways.
So I want to make sure that we're building a logical, coherent, non Sammy Watkins lineup that we can all feel good about.
Yeah, Davis, tell a Christmas story.
Don't fish it. Don't fish it. All right. Peter,
why don't you start off?
Since you're doing that, and also obviously big week ahead, let's see what you got.
Yeah, why don't we go with my take? You know, Tuttle gave it the vague stamp of approval on being like the gross shootout game. Let's get Deshaun Watson in here.
Dig it.
I like it. And I'll go ahead, since I'm the other finalist, I will go ahead and throw in Cooks as the guy to pair him with.
Mistake.
I'll run it right back with Geo.
New bell cow, Geo.
Yeah, the new bell cow. 26 touch Geo.
Bench for Travion Williams, 26 touches against the Steelers. You'll love to see it.
Just like we all predicted.
Just needed a week off, man.
Hey, I've been there, Gio.
All right, Tuttle. Davis.
No, it's Tuttle because
I took Gio.
Oh, it's right.
Davis. I will take Bobby Trees. He has a 27% target share over the last month. Cooper Kupp's down at like 18.
All right. You know me. I love grown-ass men. I love mini correlations. I'm going to put it on my brothers to save us money because I'm jamming in DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Hey, Pete.
I'm scared of Jalen Ramsey.
Pete.
You got a question for me?
Aren't you worried about Jalen Ramsey?
Oh, shit. He's getting shadowed by Jalen Ramsey this game? What am I thinking?
But seriously, do you still want to do that with Jalen Ramsey?
We're trying to win $1 million.
I'm cool taking Tyler Lockett here if you want. I mean,
yeah. Honest to God, has Tyler Lockett had like a wide receiver 3 fantasy game in the last 2 months of the season? He scored a touchdown against Arizona. Good for him.
Same logic as Sammy Watkins. He has big games here and there. We're just gonna.
I tied it down to a cyclical number once every 14 games for Sammy.
All right. So the last time that they played, DK had 4.8 points.
It was rough. It was a rough outing for him.
He was open the whole game, though.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the all 22.
Davis. I legit
saw the screenshots of that. He was open.
He had a 50-yard pass called back in that game. Just
think about this. If the Swolecast wins $1 million collectively with DK Metcalf versus Jalen Ramsey, I mean, that bit elevates to godlike status. That bit
is all time. Yeah, I agree.
All right.
It's to Kitchen.
It's to me. I'm going to play a guy that, well, first of all, let me make sure that he's playing this week.
Oh, God. That's always a great start.
Tyreek didn't practice today.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, okay. Sammy, okay. You're starting to bring me in here.
He's going to play. All right. I'm going to play a guy. He's playing against the Jets this week. He is also on both mine and Pete's best ball bubble championship teams. It's Kareem Hunt week.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah. Got to play the dude who is just a third down back now.
Got to do it when you can.
You don't like. he will have at least two touchdowns in the fourth
okay,
quarter.
Okay, I'll book two touchdowns at even money.
In garbage time. Oh, at even money.
Hey, Pete, you just want to Venmo me $5? My $5 is equity.
You're wanting to buy out?
Yeah.
I will legitimately let you buy out from this just because us splitting $1 million and you getting $5 would just be the most.
I mean, that would be the equity of a lifetime.
You yourself for so long.
Dude, yep.
I would jump off a bridge if that happened. Okay, I'll stay in.
Would legit have to quit the show if that happened.
God, that would be the worst.
All right. To Tuttle?
It's Tuttle.
I mean, I kind of wanted to say Cooper, but we already got shitty Kareem Hunt in our lineup.
Yeah, of all the value running backs this week, there are like six good value running backs. Kareem Hunt is not one of them.
You don't win the Millie with value running backs.
What's up? Davis, tell us about all the chalk running backs that you like in this millionaire maker winning lineup.
Ito, kid.
Hey, I'm let me see. Let me look at my list here. I am going to go with Visca.
Yes. This lineup has everything
Visca
you want.
Lots of grown men. Lots of grown men. All right. Well, if we want it doesn't quite fit. We'll do the Metcalf. Should we do the double correlation with Higbee? Or should we play Dallas Goedert and his 23% target share with Hurts?
Do you know what? Haven't you seen all those winning lineups these days that have two pairs of teammates with no bring back? Although
we're going Higbee.
If you went Browns defense to pair with Kareem Hunt, you could then go with Jordan Akins as a double stack.
Isn't that like the worst possible correlation you would want? Like you won't, Hunt's only going to be in on passing downs, so you double kind of want the Browns playing from behind.
Double dip. You're not thinking about
double tip. What?
Yeah, you're not thinking about.
Does Kareem Hunt return punts now?
Maybe. You're not thinking about when Chubb goes down in the first quarter.
Okay, so what is that? That does, if we stick with the Higbee, that leaves us with 3,000 for defense.
I'm left with 43. Oh, because I put Lockett in over Metcalf.
That's what you're gonna try to do. You're gonna try to win $1 million with the one-off pivot on this lineup. I'm like, oh wow, Mr. Tuttle 05 really close to the leaderboard as well.
All right, yeah. What's the defense? You're just gonna spend it all?
What do we think?
I don't know, but where did Davis go?
I mean, that's the best defense there.
I think there he is.
I don't mind Seattle and Dallas is kind of cheaper dudes, but
I don't know how strongly I need to word this. Do not dupe us, bros.
Please don't dupe me.
Do not dupe us. I can't stomach chopping the $1 million with all of our Swolecast fans.
Let me do the math in my head real quick. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, he does.
So
that,
if I dupe you and take the buyout now, I get a free $5.
Wait, I hate this.
But you'd be spending.
I'd get $250,000 and $5. Well, you guys would just get $250,000.
Are we going? When you lose. What, Davis?
Are we going Washington football team defense?
We did. Which I know using all the cap is just begging bros to dupe you, but I pleaded, so I think we're good.
For some reason, I think this lineup, other than the only way this lineup would be duplicated is because of chat. Like nobody's galaxy branding this lineup without hearing about it first.
This lineup looks like a winning Millie Maker lineup to me. It's just gross enough to look like it could
win. The new trend is 0.02% owned tight ends. That's how you win the $1 million. Like you get Tyler Eifert in there, you get Seathan Carter in there. That's kind of been the trend I've noticed.
Hey, Pete.
What's up, bro?
Please make sure to keep Visca in the flex. Because we're gonna burn that flex nice.
I did actually switch it back, but you're right. I should probably put it back.
An ode to the champ.
All right, it's not like I'm gonna be late swapping this team.
All right, let's move on to running backs. Davis, who are some of the running backs you like this week?
Well, Daryl Henderson is the obvious one. Then we have like some mid-tier gross value with David.
Oh, you said Ito. So go ahead and wax poetic on Ito versus the Chiefs.
Cool, Ito, bro.
Yeah, I have Ito projected for 12.7 points at 4K, which is enough to put him in play. But the reason you're actually playing him is he's a good Chiefs bring back, because he should play pretty much all the passing downs, because you wouldn't really imagine that Brian Hill is going to play any of those. And you definitely think that Todd Gurley, I wouldn't be surprised if Gurley's active for this game after getting benched. I mean, maybe he will be, because he's a vet and coaches don't like to make guys like that inactive. But I would say you probably get like 6 targets here for Mito. And, you know, if they do get a goal line carry, it probably goes to him. So he seems good.
What do you guys think about calling him like as a fun nickname, maybe like Judge Ito because of that Supreme Court Judge Lance Ito? Don't you think that'd be kind of cute?
That'd be a good one. Yeah. I hadn't heard that before. Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't actually get the reference. I just know that like Big T says that on Twitter, but I don't get the reference.
I literally just described the reference.
who is the original guy though?
Hey, Lance, you're gonna have to go back.
Supreme Court judge. What are we doing here?
I know. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying I don't know who that is. Like, I don't know if that's actually a real Supreme Court justice.
Why don't we trade Justice Hill to the Falcons and get the most judicial backfield of all time?
Okay.
We're having fun here, guys.
Yeah, it's a good Christmas show.
Okay, David Montgomery.
Alcohol to have fun, right?
David Montgomery, Peter, yes or no?
By the top, kid.
No, it's the opposite of the martingale, where you just don't play someone over and over and over and hope they finally
The Derrick Henry. The Derrick Henry. Yes.
The anti-martingale. The Montgomery martingale. There it is.
Oh, speaking of Derrick Henry and people that triggered me yesterday, Cardi's tweet thread, it just got at me. Saying the Titans would have more points. They already lead the NFL and points scored if they didn't have Derrick Henry. Come on. And then I open up the blitz projections, and do you know who I see as the top points per dollar running back? Frank Gore.
Well, Cardi stays on brand, bud. That's the important thing to know about Cardi.
The thing about the like, I'm used to the threads, and you know, it's normally very like math based, but this D Hember stuff feels personal to him this time around. He even was taking shots at the nickname. Like, it's not even about the math anymore. I think he has it out for you, Kitchen.
Yeah, he does too. Just the DeHember disparaging tweets have to stop. And I don't know how Derrick Henry is like gonna reach 2,000 yards. The Titans lead the NFL in point score. Like, Tannehill's like going off. Like, I how are you gonna have a hot take and say that they would be a better offense? Oh, okay. Maybe, yeah. Defenses would just say, sure. We're still going to play the same if Derrick Henry wasn't in the backfield. We're still going to stack 8 people in the box.
Hey, Overzet, you got the judge reference wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Supreme Court judge.
Yeah, you know, when I said
Wasn't it O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, I meant the Los. Hey, I meant the Los Angeles County Superior Court. Is the court I was referencing. It wasn't okay, Supreme, thing, it was bro, Superior Court. Thing.
Because I almost said we have to backtrack to tell Davis who O.J. Simpson was, and then you said Supreme Court, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to throw that out there now, because I was like actually glad.
I know who O.J. Simpson is, bro. Come on. Okay.
He's one of my favorite fantasy football touts. Remember when he was doing videos with his picks, like from his backyard? That was so good.
All right. Other running backs that we like this week, Le'Veon Bell, yes or no, Davis?
That's the elephant in the room, is like, what do you do with Le'Veon? Because it's not like Clyde Edwards-Helaire before Le'Veon showed up was really, you know, crushing the game. It's just a matter, like, really, it's just like, can Le'Veon score 2 rushing touchdowns? Because I don't foresee.
You mean the Leonard Fournette plan?
Yeah, well, Le'Veon Bell is on the Leonard Fournette plan. Like honestly, like, get cut. Back up a better running back, and then you know, just run hotter than the sun to get to like 90 PPR points for the year.
Okay, I'm no Fournette fan by any stretch, but last week was very satisfactory watching Twitter burn after everybody just came in victory lap, like Pollard's first touchdown.
Well, Pollard still outscored him by a bunch.
Leone had like the good. Same line where they're like, you know, I'm not a big, you know, Fournette guy, but I mean, he had a clear goal line role in this offense. Like, everyone is even embarrassed to just say that they wanted to play Fournette.
I mean, he's trash, and I didn't play him, but it's still fun to watch Twitter victory laps get dunked on a little bit.
What's actually frustrating is that J.K. Dobbins didn't punish the haters last week. He will have a very good chance to punish the haters
Did he get injured a little bit, or what was going on there? I didn't follow closely.
Well, they were
Did he fumble?
They were playing Ty Huntley and Justice Hill in the fourth quarter, so he didn't have a chance.
Yeah, but he's still snaps wise was. I feel like he started trailing off in the third quarter.
Gus Edwards is the one that scares me for J.K. It's Gus Edwards and Lamar. Like they scare me for J.K.
Dobbins is going to play in
in
close games for sure.
But just not knowing if that touchdown's going to him or not. All right. DJ versus Cincinnati. Yes or no, Pete?
No for me, but man, he had a shit ton of targets last week. Like,
But Duke and
Arizona
Procise
Cardinals.
Should be back.
Who?
Duke and Procise should be back this week, though.
Yeah.
I was surprised at the career high line because don't we always think of DJ as just like racked up?
Yeah,
that's
a lot of catches. That's a lot.
I mean, that's a lot of catches. But I was like, all right, yeah.
I think DJ got on the phone with the coaches and he's like, "Look, I'm pretty washed, but can I get that J.D. McKissic shit, man? Can you just check it down to me like 50 times?" They're like, "We got you, boss."
All right. Well, any other running back takes?
Yeah, I got a question for Pete. At what projected ownership are we not playing Daryl Henderson at 4,500?
I can't believe, like, your boy Malcolm Brown
he's
going to get all the pass-catching work.
Well, he will play on third downs, but isn't the thesis behind this play that the Rams win the game, though?
Yeah, but can't you also easily envision the Seahawks being up early? And
Well, these Seahawks-Rams games, if we want to go down narrative street, they're just always disgusting. Like, the Rams...
We haven't said the narrative of all narratives this week for running backs.
If you say Derrick Henry right now, like, I'm going to leave.
Is it someone's birthday or something?
No. Look who Melvin Gordon's playing this week.
Yeah, he is a good play.
Wow.
He's playing the Chargers.
Wow. I think in the biz, you guys call that a revenge game, right?
Yeah.
Dude, the rare rookie revenge game for Lynn Bowden this week.
Yeah, that's
the
one I can't get. Yeah. Ooh,
that one's a good one, too. I did notice that whenever I saw him on Pete's team.
Did you see the shade that Gruden threw? Where he's like, "Yeah, man, he got some opportunity because of a bunch of injuries. Good for him. Like, Bone's gonna be fired up Saturday."
Ooh, I did not see that. Speaking of coach speak, though, last thing before we move on. Although I might ask you about FanDuel, so get ready. But do you see what Tomlin said about Benny Snell?
No, what did he say?
He said, "You got to admit, Benny was an awesome element in a game that didn't have many awesome elements." He said he was impressed. If James Conner doesn't play,
Jalen Samuels more.
Yeah, if James Conner doesn't play, then Benny Snell could be an interesting option. Any FanDuel specific takes that you have, Davis?
Dobbins is just a better play there because you're just playing him for two touchdowns and they are not dynamically adjusting his price near as much.
Are you still playing the same volume on FanDuel that you were after you won the Millie?
Playing more because I keep winning.
Do you want to take just a brief second to tell us that we were right and you were a donkey?
Well, I just am really good. So just I win at everything, you know? No, the cash games on FanDuel are, I mean, it's just not even close how much softer they are. Like, I sit there all day on DraftKings just, like, begging for my teams to make, like, my cash teams to get there. And on FanDuel, you're like, oh, everyone's bad. Like, people are playing injured guys. People are playing wide receivers in the flex. Like, everyone's so bad. No one has ever been able to explain to me why players are worse on FanDuel.
This
though.
Is
like,
what I want to know. I've been wondering this for ages.
Why are people so bad on FanDuel? What's the logic?
Yeah, what's the difference? And they also get like the random higher stakes guys more too.
Well, I think
I don't know why.
Generally, you got to think the people playing on FanDuel, it's because of the content sites that really push people there. I mean, the Swolecast does our listener league on FanDuel. We have some of the dumbest listeners on the planet.
Jesus. Yeah, idiots can't even Idiots
Giggle Game.
They don't even know. They don't even know Amari Cooper's name.
I'm just kidding. I'm pleading with you. I was joking. I love you guys. You guys are Mensa level geniuses.
All right. Well, FanDuel.com/Swolecast. You can find 3 max entry, no rake. It's the best tournament out there. Okay. Wide receivers. Just now to wide receivers. Wide receivers, Davis.
Disgustingly good slate. 4 wide receivers. I feel like there are loads of dudes to play, but this to me, like, one of these guys is going to be on the Millie Maker winning team. Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, Tim Patrick. The chart, like, Locke is going to have to throw 45 times in this game because he's so terrible. He's going to throw, you know, 2 pick sixes in the first half or whatever. And Judy's 3,700. Hamler is 3,200. And Patrick is 4,200. I mean, these dudes just rack up the volume. I think they're all 3 of those guys are in play. Probably not Patrick. I won't play him, I don't think. But Judy and Hamler for sure.
And by rack up the volume, Davis actually means they like get 3 absolutely 0 volume. But
well, no, here's the thing. They get the volume. They get no receptions because all of their targets are inaccurate.
Yeah, I mean, Hamler... Yeah.
Well, what ends up happening is a whack-a-mole situation where their target volume is not stable week to week at all. Like, 1 week it'll be Fant, 1 week it'll be Patrick, 1 week it'll be Judy. Yeah. Mecole Hardman, 3,100. Tyreek Hill not practicing on Wednesday. Can I interest you?
You had us at Hardman, man. You lose us at Sammy.
You had me at Hardman.
I don't know if you heard, but Mecole Hardman is actually Tyreek Hill's direct backup. So it's pretty meaningful if Tyreek Hill misses.
Okay, who do you prefer between Chad Hansen, Kiki Cutie, and Brandon Cooks for their salary? For me, it's Hansen. Like, I think Hansen has a super valuable role in that offense.
Yeah, Hansen's kind of been crushing.
Is he going to be chalk?
Kiki is the red zone dude, but
yeah,
like, I don't know. It's just kind of take the cheapest guy, I think, which is Hansen, obviously.
Chad Hansen, who I do feel like people forget, was roommates with Patrick Laird in college.
Yeah. Little do they know. And he was bestowed with a little bit of R. Laird's gift.
He seems like somebody that would be on The Bachelorette.
He is very good looking.
All right, Dallas wide receivers.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, I just pulled up his profile. That's like, why I said it.
He's like legit model level good looks.
Yeah, Chad. DraftKings pro.
Oh,
this
he is really good looking.
He's a
okay, wait,
bro.
Wait. Is he better looking than the third string Dallas Renegades quarterback who was an Instagram model before he became an XFL?
Oh yeah, what was that guy's name?
Philip Nelson.
Oh, Philip Nelson. Yeah. The yes, thing I'm really worried about, Davis. I don't know, like. When we're groomsmen at Laird's wedding and Hansen is the best man and we just look like these ugly assholes next to him,
Are you kidding me? This guy has less lips than Peter does.
Okay, look.
That's too far.
Good looks
have
nothing to do with lips, man.
I disagree.
I can't believe you're lip-shaming Chad Hansen.
I looked at his picture on the RG profile. He literally has zero lip. Like,
okay,
zero
what's
lip.
Wrong with zero lip, Dave? What's wrong with zero lip?
I mean, nothing, but you do not see models, supermodels with zero lip.
You know what? Who he kind of looks like? Another RG guy? He looks like Keech a little bit.
He does.
Oh, he does, yeah.
He does look like SBK.
Doesn't Keech have much bigger lips?
No, I don't think Keech has, like, big lips, but anyone has bigger lips than this guy. There is no lips at all. Okay, Dallas wide receivers.
CD has to just be an absolute jam if Gallup doesn't play, right? Like,
what about Amari though?
I mean, you got to pay for him. But CD is 5,300. Yeah.
Amari is Gallup's direct backup.
Wait.
So if Gallup is
wait, Davis, Amari, do you know their salaries?
Yeah, Amari is 500 more. Right?
I will say I was surprised when I saw CD above 53 because wasn't he like 40?
He was 45 last week, but the DK Algo dude too sharp. It's been watching the games. He knew that Gallup tweaked his ankle.
What? CD still has to be like under 6. Huh? Oh,
Price is an issue. Like, it's $400 difference, Davis.
Yeah, but CD has the swag factor. I don't know if you know this.
That's fine. Okay, that's why I'm asking.
Okay, pause.
You're mad about the kitchen narratives, and you just came back with CD has the swag factor.
The catch that CD had at the beginning of the third quarter against the sideline was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. It was ridiculous. Okay, whatever.
I'll check the all 22 later tonight.
That's what I get for trying to talk about football with you guys.
This is what I get for trying to put my hand in the dirt for just a second.
I mean, it was a really, like, it was a very dope play.
Oh, was it dope?
You know what? You know what's a giant bummer, though? I thought we were going to get Tony Pollard for Christmas weekend and Fat Zeke returned to practice.
Oh, trust me. Peter and I both think that's a big bummer.
Yeah, that's why I got that swap in before the Zeke practice news came out.
All right. Man. Okay. Anyways, let's talk about other wide receivers that you guys like. Some slate-breaking wide receivers. Who are some slate-breaking wide receivers? Tuttle.
Terry McLaurin.
F1. Or what about on the opposite side of the ball?
Man, Robbie's been trash.
I get it. What about Brandon Cooks? Davis, you said that was a mistake. We kind of glossed over your
commentary. Hansen. We like Hansen, bro. Hansen.
Take the same.
More than Cooks for breaking slates?
Yeah, I'm just sick of Brandon Cooks' shit, to be honest with you.
Allen Robinson is the true slate breaker.
Ooh.
I like
Mooney,
that.
Kid. We're going to the Mooney.
Tuttle on that Three Little Bears program again this week.
I'm cool with it, man.
I was ready for Tuttle. Yeah, I was ready for Tuttle to come to the show just touting the Bears hard.
I mean, I have it written down for sure. It's easy. And then you got the bring backs. So you're like, Gardner's going to fling. Like, yeah, they're not going to win, but you can count on Gardner to throw it around a little bit.
All right. Calvin Ridley.
We just need to backtrack a little bit. We did not say Austin Eckler's name once, and he is the highest projected player of the slate.
Well, that's, so, I mean, Davis, we spent 35 minutes on running back. I gave you every opportunity to say his name.
Can I just get a Tuttle 5-second take on Austin Eckler?
I mean,
in the 8 games that he's been active, he has one of the 11 rushing attempts from inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, it's not great. The one thing is, if Kalen Ballage does miss, Eckler is his direct backup, which would be really good for him.
The direct backup at the goal line.
Kalen Ballage touchdown props last week. Pew,
pew. All right. I mean, here's the
wait. Were you really betting Ballage touchdown props?
Yes, I was.
Wow. Tuttle,
is this
Justin
Jackson inactive? No,
is this the secret chat?
No, Soccer Dave is like low key a sports betting whale now. He gets these gifts from DK because he like fires like Tennessee Titans second half team total lines. Like, it's so good, dude. It's so
Daddy
good.
Daddy's getting a Vitamix in a few days.
dude, you gotta ask them for the Theragun. It is unbelievable how useful it is.
I saw it, but it's like I'm not spending like a under $500 gift on a Theragun. I'll just get like a $69 one from.
This is so tilting. It's like Aguiar doesn't even realize I'm maxed $3.20 max every showdown slate. Like, what does a man have to do to get a Vitamix around here?
Say his name right. That's what you have.
It's a little thing we have going between us.
Calvin Ridley. If Julio misses, is Calvin Ridley going to be the highest scoring wide receiver on the slate, Tuttle?
If who misses?
If Julio.
If Julio, yeah. No, he will not be. He's still a good player, but he won't be.
Interesting. Who is?
Allen Robinson.
Oh, okay. So second. All right.
You asked me for a slate breaking receiver.
All right. Yeah, I got you. Thoughts on Calvin Ridley, Davis?
Well, I mean, mostly I'm just mad that Nate Noling seems to always get his ceiling games when he plays them in cash. So that's the thing I think the most. To me, the hard part of playing Ridley is you are probably doing it in some kind of Chiefs game stack. And do you really want to play Calvin Ridley over Tyreek Hill? Yes, if there's going to be like a 10% discrepancy in ownership, but this is kind of a Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry thing from last week where you just probably take Tyreek.
All right. Any take on, we've already mentioned Robert Woods. What about Pittsburgh wide receivers? Deontay came up
That's another sneaky good game.
Juju stopped making TikTok narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what? Laid out. I felt a sense of I was like an Eskimo TikTok Eskimo bro with Juju, you know, because people were using making TikToks as a pejorative. And back in the early quarantine days, you know, I was getting a lot of that too. So I just want to say I understand what you're going through, Juju. Keep posting content, dude. Content above everything. It's gonna be all right.
I love how Peter just called our audience stupid, and then in the same breath uses the word pejorative.
No, our audience is science and poets and mathematicians. I did not mean that. And everyone correctly pointing out that I didn't realize Judge Ito was on the LA Superior Court, not the Supreme Court. Joke's on me. Yeah. I'm the idiot. I'm sorry. Yeah. Can we go back to Davis being the villain that the audience hates and not me now?
Yeah. Please, Davis, what's your take on average salary jobs?
Oh God, yeah.
That everyone should
get started on blue collar work here.
Let's talk about cars now.
Yeah, everyone should be paid more. Is my belief.
Okay. Fucking stump, making $50,000 a year.
Yeah,
making $50,000 a year, building their goddamn lineups with their hands. Who are these assholes?
Dirt under their nails from their keyboard.
All right. Let's just move on. Any other wide receivers?
Deontay Johnson, since we didn't really actually put a name up.
Yeah, 125th in the NFL in yards per target, right below David Montgomery and Tyler Eifert. I sense the corners turning for him.
Hey.
Is that a David serious?
David Montgomery. It seems like he's been okay.
That is a true story. He is 125th in the NFL in yards.
Yeah, he's bad.
Well, he keeps getting targeted at an absurd rate, and then it hits his hand, and then it hits the ground. It's not a great situation.
But I feel like we might have turned a corner after last week. I mean, he was he
13
was the
targets for 58 yards.
Well, he was the go-to target. I mean, obviously, they didn't have a very good first half, but, like, you can't deny that he is –
He's awesome with PPR. He has a ridiculously high floor. That's the thing.
Yeah.
In a negative game script, especially, Davis, I feel like you're donking it up on this.
No, Deontay's a good play. I don't care about his.
He is. I would probably play Juju. I would probably play Juju if I was playing a Steelers wide
because
receiver.
That's a terrible, terrible take.
Because Juju plays.
I love it. I love the passion from Tuttle on this.
I mean, that's like really bad.
Juju is the one. He plays 100% of the snaps, and so he just says he's just more likely to get there.
There's like very little difference in the amount of snaps they play. Chase Claypool is the guy that's getting squeezed out.
Yeah, he's donked off.
Claypool is the guy that's scary to play. But Deontay and Juju are going to play snaps.
How is Chase Claypool losing snaps and routes and targets at James Washington
and Eric Ebron for that matter?
I don't know if Ebron's playing. Playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a brutal beat.
Washington is supposedly because of Big Ben. It's like he needs to play more.
Washington is one of Big Ben's guys.
See, here's the thing though. Everybody like Steelers are trash. They just saw the Steelers get thumped on Monday Night Football against one of the worst teams in football. Like these guys are gonna go virtually unowned.
Listen,
Deontay Johnson has such a high floor.
I just solved the Steelers situation. It's the TikTok corollary theorem. Juju and Chase Claypool are the TikTok content creators not getting enough targets. And it's Ebron and old and Deontay Johnson, who I don't think has TikTok downloaded, that are getting all the targets. Until these guys shun TikTok, you can't play them.
This feels like a huge reach, but
a huge reach. Mr. I like Derrick Henry because of the Gregorian calendar.
Because of the temperature outdoors.
I'm glad you brought up Derrick Henry. No, I'm glad you brought up Derrick Henry because
when
people say running backs don't matter and then they say, except for this 6'3", 240 wide receiver that runs a 4.40.
Yeah, who says that? Who says that?
Me. I say it. Derrick Henry is a special running back. Thank you, Peter, for mentioning it. Davis, would you like to say that he's not a special running back?
Because then he's going for 300 yards on Saturday. Just say he's good, and he'll stay.
Just stop paying attention a minute, and we're talking about Derrick and Henry again.
That's Peter's fault. That is 100% Peter's fault.
I was talking about my TikTok theory for the Steelers' target share.
And so I said it was a reach.
Who's got first pick on FanDuel?
All right.
Guys.
Thank you, Tuttle.
I do want to raise the stakes a little bit for this FanDuel build. I'm going to put this in the $4.44. We're all going to chop it if Tuttle wants a buyout.
Ooh, the listener league is already open. The listener league's already open.
Davis, welcome to the show.
Well, last week it wasn't, kid.
Yeah, to be fair, I was very surprised.
I've already said that this week it's already available for people to start regging.
Also, I didn't do any wide receiver cornerback bits in the wide receiver segment.
Yeah, we did the Metcalf Ramsey one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's right.
You already burned it to the ground, so let's go ahead and Peter, you go ahead and start again. I mean, I feel like we had a good thing going. You're giving away stuff.
Yeah, I do think we have a good thing going here. I think our chemistry is palpable. I think we have a really engaged, super smart audience. We have free listener leagues. We have an incredible community here. And I agree. We have a great thing going. And let's start with Terry McLaurin here on FanDuel at 7,100.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Terry McLaurin because his quarterback. No, I wouldn't do that to the people. Let's go with a
Josh and Haskins to the people.
Let's just go with David Montgomery and take. I know he's going to be chalk, but the guy's going to get at least two touchdowns.
Dave's like, I can't play Derrick Henry, so who's the next best thing?
Who's the next guy? He gets more usage than Derrick Henry does because of the pass game.
He will be higher owned on FanDuel for sure.
For sure.
But well deserved. He's earned.
Tuttle?
Let us go with Deontay Johnson. Just F the haters.
Unless I hear about him down
gotta,
on TikTok.
Gotta play him. Better. Gotta play Deontay Johnson on a half point PPR site.
Right. Like I said, F the haters.
I'm surprised you didn't go. I guess I already stole your thunder with Dave Montgomery.
All right. I want Davis. Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek.
Did you know he didn't practice today?
He didn't practice.
All right, you're right. Let's go Hardman. Tyreek Hill's direct backup.
Save us some money in this economy.
Yeah. Hardman the direct backup.
Let's go Kelsey instead.
Yeah. Kelsey would have been the fun.
No, we're going Hardman.
You want to play Hardman on FanDuel?
And then I'm playing Jonathan
Hardman
Taylor.
Is a way better fit on FanDuel.
No, not pricing.
You're playing who, Pete?
It's all about pricing.
Jonathan Taylor.
Davis doesn't understand FanDuel still.
He's correlating it with Taylor.
Please don't add justification for my pick that I just made in a vacuum.
Okay,
please don't justify my picks, bro. Please
just let my picks stand for themselves without additional commentary, Dave.
All right, I'm going to go with Austin Hooper because we need to save some salary.
He is a pretty good player this week, though.
Hoop, there it is.
Peter.
I get two picks with just a kitchen in between.
No, don't.
I just did. I was Jonathan Taylor, then you did Hooper, and now it's
I'm saying, like, the hoop, there it is.
Yeah,
I call him Judge Hooper, actually, because of that Supreme Court judge.
We can play Justice Scalia
Hooper.
We can play Chargers defense, Austin Eckler. Easy peasy.
Gotta play
Austin
Eckler. Play Austin Eckler on the half site.
He just gets on me about Deontay
Johnson. Let's play
Balazs,
baby. Let's win a million.
And then plugs the guy with, like, zero touchdown equity.
We could do Mike Davis, and then we have our correlation with McLaurin. There we go. Easy game.
Aren't you scared of this who's that backup? That's actually
Rodney
Smith is actually kind of the thing, yeah.
Mike Davis's snap shares have literally ping ponged every week. It's like 50%, 75%. And so last week was the bad game, and the law of averages says we're back.
Can I get my dollar buyout on this one?
Yeah, this is a bad one.
Can you imagine if we were to win the Sunday Million without Tuttle? We would just replace you with Chopper on this show. It's only millionaires on here.
Tuttle buyout, and then if we win, I will get you a $25,000 present.
Shuttle, kid, you want me to buy you out? I'll send you a dollar. How much is it?
$1.11
Yeah, I'll send you $1.11 right now on Venmo if you want to buy out. But you do have to
do it, Tuttle.
No,
do it, Tuttle.
Tuttle, just buy out here.
I can't.
Wow.
Just let it roll.
See, he jokes about wanting a buyout, then when push comes to shove, he can't.
I mean, the lineup is so bad, but I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
What defense did we decide? Please don't dupe us, bros.
Chargers D is what
Chargers.
Davis said.
Chargers D looks very inexpensive on FanDuel.com.
Okay. Chalk D trying to win a million. I love it. Let's go.
All right. So Kelsey,
is he actually playing Eckler on this lineup too?
No, I'm playing. We're playing Mike Davis.
No,
dude.
No. I put Mike Davis was the swap we made. Yeah. Okay. That's why you don't want the buyout. Now that we got Mike the Big Dog Davis.
All right, we talked about Andrews last week, and he actually had a good game. Kelsey or Andrews, if you have to choose, Davis.
Kelsey.
Hey.
No, but like you have to choose.
No.
Kelsey versus in Andrews, a tournament, but, like, you have to choose.
In a tournament, you'd rather Kelsey over Andrews with a leverage?
Has Andrews topped like 70 yards?
Like a LaVisca Chenault leverage kind of play from last week.
Dave, define in under 25 words the concept of leverage as it applies to daily fantasy sports.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so where everyone
use
is
a
doing
crowbar as an example, too. Please.
When everybody's doing one thing, you want to apply that pressure to open up the slate by picking somebody else the same weight.
Please catch Kitchen on next week's episode of The Theory of DFS with Jordan Cooper.
Okay.
I think Kitchen just sold me on Mark Andrews, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Love to give my dirty little crowbar underneath those Travis Kelce owners with some Mark Andrews.
I like the cheap tight ends this slate, though, for sure. Hooper.
There are a bunch of good ones.
Is decent. Yeah, Cole Kmet we talked about.
What about Hayden the glow Hurst? Up for our boy Logan Thomas?
It's been crazy.
Yeah. Never give up on your dreams, kids.
You know he was a converted quarterback?
Oh, shit, really?
Wow, crazy.
Yeah.
Did he play basketball in college, though?
Davis, is this going to be the first show in the last 6 weeks that you don't tout Cole Kmet?
He's already been touted 19 times.
He did it in the opening. You might have been.
Like,
The internet was probably out.
I did a Pete bit of saying he doesn't leave the field because he played 100% of the snaps last week. He just ran bad, dude. He's going to run good this week.
No, you don't remember that wasn't a public bit. That was you and me at the Laird game at the Meadowlands saying that to ourselves as we lit our yardage prop totals.
Pete, friendship, but as a bit.
Okay. Make sure you sign up for the Swolecast Listener League. Tuttle, tell them where they can find it.
FanDuel.com/ Swolecast.
Yes.
Do not use a regular slash. You'll get a 404.
For those that get their slashes mixed up these days, /.
Wow, we went long today. Always giving back to the fans.
This is a special Christmas episode. It's like Downton Abbey.
Some extra minutes of gibberish for you.
All right, sign up. We've got a special Christmas stuff for the NBA on RotoGrinders as far as you should be getting an email if you're on that list. Some special presents, a free roll even on FanDuel. And Blender's doing a special Christmas morning Grinders Live. So
God bless him.
That
his wife
loves that one.
You know, of all the things of living with Blender, that's probably one of the least annoying.
Just eat whatever you want.
Stop bothering me. Just eat whatever you want.
Should I put cookies and milk out for Santa? Put whatever you want out.
All right, that'll do it. Subscribe to Swolecast on Twitter, on YouTube. Also, Peter is starting up, not starting up, Peter is giving away a spy entry for everyone that subs to his channel. So we'll link that in the description if you're... And then also, I'm also helping him out as well. So I'm giving 10% of my winnings. Final thoughts, Davis.
Cardman week.
Not Merry Christmas, but just Hardman week.
Happy holidays. It's Hardman week.
All right. Tuttle.
La 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 la. Tyler Lockett.
Pretty bad.
Peter.
Guys, so just.
I just know that it, Tyler. I'm sorry.
Just know that no matter how your lineups go this week, you know, when you're dusted at around 7 p.m. Eastern on Sunday and you're looking for a sweat, just know that Dave and I are gunning for $20,000 in the underdog best ball championship. You'll always have that to hang your
underdog
hat on.
Bubble.
They can't take it from you, bud.
Best ball championship. And yeah, that's the thing. Special shout out to everyone that has supported us this season through our best ball stuff before the season. I still think I'm top 2-3% of everybody. And as far as best ball guys go.
Yeah, I think I'm top 2-3% of people.
Yeah. So I think that next year I'm just gonna continue firing at it even harder, maybe. Hopefully with the best ball winnings that we have this week. So that will do it. Everyone have a very, very Merry Christmas and happy holidays. And we will see you next week, week 17, where things get really crazy here on the Swolecast on rotogrinders.com.